Hey all, this is Mount Calvary Lutheran Church podcast. We're in Kannapolis, North Carolina. This is Pastor Christopher Stout, along with all of my family.
Hello. Kate,
all the kids, bless yourselves together.
Hello.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we're going to consider the baptism of our Lord. Our oldest, Solomon, is going to read the bulk of the reading from Matthew chapter 3. 13 to 17, and Henry's going to read verse 17. Solomon?
Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented, and when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up to the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and it came to rest on him.
And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with who I am well pleased."
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So there's two points that I want to make from this reading that you can teach you and to all of your family. Number one is just to be mindful of what happens when Jesus is baptized. So we've taught our children these three key things happen. Number one, the heavens were opened. Everyone say that.
The heavens were opened.
Number two, he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. And number three, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Number three,
a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased."
And then the other important thing is to know why Jesus is baptized. Jesus is baptized for a particular reason, and we are baptized for a different particular reason. Jesus is baptized, as the text says, to fulfill all righteousness. That is, Jesus is our righteousness, and in order for Jesus to be our righteousness, he must take all of our sin upon himself, and we might be righteous in God's sight. So one of the pictures of this is that in order for us to be clean, Jesus has to become dirty. In order for us to become righteous, Jesus has to bear our sin. Behold the Lamb of God. Children, how does that go? Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So one of the pictures of this is all of the muck and all of the filth and all of the sin, Jesus goes right into this in his baptism, and he sucks it all up so that when we are baptized, we are pure and washed and made children of God. Because Jesus became our sin, we might become his righteousness.
It's kind of like when we take a bath and we see all the dirt and all the mud and stuff floating in the water when we get out, and then it gets sucked down. Well, all that dirt and mud and sin goes off of us into the water that Jesus has absorbed.
Yeah.
So Jesus fulfills all righteousness, and he takes upon our sin. He dies with it on the cross and risen from the dead. He gives us now the gift of holy baptism so that everything that happened to Jesus on that day is given to us. And remember, what are those three things? Number one, the heavens were open. Say it.
The heavens were open.
Number two, the Spirit rests on us. Number two,
the Spirit rests on us.
And number three, a voice from heaven says, "This is my beloved child with whom I am well pleased." Number three,
this is my beloved child with whom I am well pleased.
And because we are well pleasing in the Father's sight because of what Jesus did in his baptism and his death and resurrection, we can pray confidently to God our Father, saying together,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.